Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Sick. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Timeless by Davido. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is
Timeless by Davido was released on March 31st, 2023, and it has 17 songs, which is equal to 49 minutes, 18 seconds of runtime. There are 10 features, and some of them are absolute heavy hitters like Mama Angie, Angelique Kidjo, Focalistic, Fam Asake is on there, Skepta, Fave, Dexter Dapps, Musa Keys. Oh my goodness, it is stacked. And there are multiple producer placements, and again on the production front, bruv, it is stacked as well. You're gonna get your Blaze Beats, Young Alpha, Caltonic SA, Rage, TJ, Wonder Bunton, Young Willis. Oh man, stacked. There was something quite symbolic about the album cover in itself, and it's a type of illustration which shows the outline of Davido's head. You can make it out that it's that, and then, you know, there's just, it's like almost like an African safari going on. There's an hourglass as well. Pretty cool, very well done, and quite symbolic. Now, getting into the music, you know, in the last, I don't know, year or so, I've been talking about the waterfall strategy a whole lot, which is where an artist grabs a song that's done really, really well, and then, or songs that have done really, really well, and then they sort of re-release them as part of projects, and also leverage the streams that those songs have already garnered on the new project, so the project has a head start. I mean, Davido does this with the most unlikely song, I should say, which is Champion Sound, which was released back in, I think it was 2021. So it's been a while. It's also the last track on this album, which is track 17. So, you know, that's another thing. But all the other songs are new releases, which to me is a big call. 16 brand new songs on a 17 track album. I think that's a massive effort, and for an artist of Davido's stature, I'm with it. I like it. As for the rest of the music, track one is Overdim, and it's a nice, smooth start to the album. It's very measured, I should say, and really works well for what it is to kickstart an album. You get into it, and it was interesting from a delivery perspective. I think Davido was quite sort of chilled on the song. And that's not to say he doesn't have chill songs, but it was really relaxed. Track 2 came as a bit of a surprise. Remember what I said, that Champion Sound is like track 17. Track 2, which is titled Feel, is actually an Amapiano number. So now I'm thinking about the sequencing on Timeless, like, what's Davido playing at right now? But you know what? It's a good song. I even added it to the Afropiano playlist on Spotify. So do check it out. Afropiano playlist. You will not miss it. It is there. And it's a really cool song. I do think we have to give Asake his flowers, man. Like that whole multi-person chorus thing is now a thing full. And Asake is really responsible for that. Feel utilizes that same formula, and it's a sing-along straight up, like the beat, everything that goes with it, the chorus, how it's delivered, you're gonna sing along to it. And then interestingly, the next track, In the Garden, featuring Morave, who I have no clue who that is, by the way, is more of an Afro beat type beat, but then you get log drums, so again that sort of Afro piano realm, but less to the Amapiano side, more to the Afrobeat side with the log drum. Then when I got to track four, which is Godfather, there's a beat switch, sort of. It doesn't really go all the way. And then somewhere, somehow, there's a log drum again. Okay, there's a theme here. There is a theme. And to be fair, I already knew the song with Musa Keys was going to be Ama Piano anyway. So interesting theme for this album to really get into the Ama Piano realm. And it's not surprising with the way Ama Piano has continued to actually evolve on the African continent and still sweep people off their feet. Things took a shift into the direction that I was kind of expecting on track 7, which is It Pain Me. And this one has a classic pom-pom sound, which doesn't necessarily go pom-pom, it just goes pom. But anyway, the point here is this song has something really special about it because it goes back to a time when Afro beats was very different. And it really borrows from some of the classics, and even just the easy sing-along chorus then typifies that as well. And I've got a feeling that this song, maybe it might not be your track that stands out as a single at the start, but it could grow on you, and it could grow on a lot of people. And this is also looking at Nigerians in particular. I think they might gravitate towards this song somewhere, somehow. Easily one of my favorite songs from Timeless is Kante featuring Faith. This song is beautiful. And the makeup has got a bit of dancehall in it. There's a sound which really, really sounds like the tremolo signal that's used on Ama Piano a whole lot. And when you hear it, you're like, this is an Ama Piano song, isn't it? But it never goes that way. Ah, brilliant. Great use of familiar sounds, but kudos to Davido and Faith for delivering something beautiful, something different, and something you can actually vibe to as well. Looking at some other outliers on Timeless, Namani featuring The Caveman and Angelique Kidjo. That one is a total outlier. It is different from everything else on this album. And it was expected. When you have The Caveman and you have Angelique Kidjo, there's a good chance that there's a certain type of Afrocentrism that's going to be there, and a certain sound that's much closer to local sounds that you find within different areas, particularly West Africa, and less so the digital sound. On the flip side, you get a song like You Juju featuring Skepta, and that one really goes like to the UK with it. That sort of, I think they used to call it like Afro Bashment or something. And in that Afro wave scene, it's so dope, man. And it's easy to vibe to. And I think this one could be a big one as well from this album. Easily one of the top collabos on this album is Davido and Asake. What these guys did? Oh man, you gotta be kidding me. These two guys have created something beautiful, something special. And it's nice to see Asake in different lanes because he's probably one of the most versatile Nigerian artists there is. This guy has got different ways of doing it, and he does it all very, very well. So check out this song, No Competition, Davido, Asake. Again, another one that might do some damage for sure. Overall, when you look at all the 17 songs, you realize that there's a very interesting journey that you take from start to finish. And personally, I think I might have some changes in terms of the track list, how it is, the flow of everything. I would change a few things. There's a clear variety of music here, and also a very, very clear love for Ama Piano and reliance on Ama Piano elements to elevate certain songs. And this is probably talking at least 6 or 7 songs, which makes up 30-40% of the album, and that's a lot. That's actually a lot. But for what Davido has done, and also for what Amapiano has done for Davido, particularly with songs like Champion Sound, you gotta appreciate where he decided to take this. There are a lot of vibes for everybody. Davido fans of old will definitely find a lot of music they'll love here. Davido fans, new ones, will also find music they love because of the Amapiano side of it. And then he also challenges himself a little bit on, the different songs like Namani, the one that I spoke about with the Caveman and Angelique Kidjo. Maybe you can put For the Road there as well. I don't think he really pushes the boundary too much when it comes to his own delivery. He's even a little more measured than what I would expect from Davido in most senses. And I don't know if that's really a fair assessment. I have to listen to it more times to really, have that as a final yes. But he does definitely flex a bit of that amazing vocal prowess that he's always had, with that little slight raspiness there. So, you're not going to get anything less than Davido anyway. In terms of the quality, the actual quality of, production, the makeup of the music, I do think it's a very good album. It's really well done. There's nothing you can truly say, maybe not, I think everything was handled pretty well. I really liked the clarity on For the Road, by the way. From the beat right through to how Davido's voice was handled. Oh man, there was something there. So for clarity purposes, that song definitely stood out for me. But otherwise, come on, it's Davido, you expect a certain standard in terms of quality. We got it. Now, overall, I really wouldn't call this album a classic. I don't think it will rank as one. It probably will not be in that upper echelon of Davido albums. But it's really good, very easy to vibe to, and you can pick out probably minimum 12 songs where you're like, yo, I could actually listen to this, vibe to this. And then there are some smash hits. Like, there are some actual smash hits on there that are going to be serious as we get into the rest of the year. And for me, the ones with the potential to become like absolute smashes, I'd say there's about 5 or 6 that I've already noted for that. There's obviously You, Juju with Skepta, No Competition with Asake, the song with Fave, that one, a fave of mine, the one with Dexter Dapps, the one with Musa Keys, and then In the Garden, In the Garden is right. Feel, that's the other one, I think, and Over Them could be a good one. But amongst those 6 that I mentioned, and then obviously a Pain Me, which makes it 7, anything could happen. Seriously, anything could happen. It's nice to see Davido back into this music thing. Obviously, he's been hit with a fair bit of tragedy over the last year and a bit, and it's a lot for anybody to handle. So I just hope the music is solace for him and takes him away from that as he takes time to really heal. Timeless, I think, gives us an insight into an evolution of who Davido is, and he gives us so many different vibes that you can pick and choose where you want to take it with this album. So yeah, for me, I will give this one a solid 7.5 out of 10. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, Son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.